Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to the One Perspective to Another podcast. I am your humble and gracious host, A.Dot Sanders, here with episode 182. It's called Evergreen Perception versus Perception. Perspective versus Perception, my bad. All this time, straight into it, all this time, I can't believe I've never done an episode not talking about perception versus perspective. Not even a versus. They go hand in hand. But before we get into that, that's the evergreen topic. I just want to give a shout out to Kendrick Lamar. No copyright on that intro. Might have to turn it back up again, see where he at. Just gotta let that ride one time. But yeah, shout out to Kendrick Lamar. No copyrights on the music. No copyrights on the instrumentals. No copyrights. Get your paper, get your money if you do that. So that's a good thing not to have to get one of them emails. That's why I stopped doing my sleepers on my podcast, because all them copyrights, it'd just be too much. Way too much. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. I got like 182 episodes, and I know about 60 of them got copyright infringement on them because I played music as my sleepers. But that's a topic for another day. But this episode is about perspective versus perception. And I got a great example of it, especially what's going on with the way people see things. Perspective, everybody gets their own perspective, how people perceive things, breaking it down, the new way I'm doing shit, perception, definition, the ability to see, hear, or become aware of something through senses, the normal limits to human perceptions. Another definition, the state of being or process of becoming aware of something through senses. That is perception. You know the great saying, perception is not always reality. That is a great quote, a great saying. I heard it so much, especially in my youthful years of working in retail, because I always felt that way. The perception was not always reality. We in here working hard. We in here putting in overtime, but the perception is that we didn't work hard. The perception is we get in a pizza party. The perception is you work hard, you get that pizza party. You know what I mean? But the pizza party, we all see the memes. Nobody wants that pizza party. We wanted more dough. You know? And then we go into perspective, and then perspective definition is the art of drawing solid objects on a two-dimensional surface so as to give them right impressions of their height, width, depth, and position in relationship to each other when viewed from a particular point. Number one definition, but not the one we're looking at. The one we're talking about, or one Opta is about, is a particular attitude towards or way of regarding something, a point of view, a POV. And the POV perspective and perception kind of go hand in hand. And I remember talking to somebody. What is her name? I can't remember her name right now, because I remember when I was trying to create it. She's like, yeah, you should name it perception. But perception just, it didn't flow, because perception was very, very singular. It was very stern. It was very like, I'm not moving. But perspective is like, everybody got a different perspective, you know what I'm saying? But from that, I see her face, I just can't remember her name. But where you fuck, whatever your name is, shout you out for this. But yeah, I just go into that because it's like perception of things with like the battle and everything going on just in America, politics, money, the whole nine yards. Great example is you put a six on the floor. You got hundreds of people, not a hundred. I say you got 10 people looking at a number six on the floor. One person Not one person. Five of those people are going to see a 9. The other 5 people, they're going to see a 6. The depth is looking multiple times at the same thing to find different angles. Certain moments will make you stop. Like, how dope would it be to understand different people's point of view? So, like, that's all. Take the time to go around and look at the 6 or the 9 from everybody's different perspective. Because the perception is some people see a 9, some people see a 6. In reality, I don't know what to call what a 6 and a 9 is, one of them weird numbers, but like that's the example I'm trying to paint, that sometimes what you see is not everything. That's why I made it it's one perspective to another. And it is an ability that some people I don't want to say choose to have, but can go into if they see fit. But also at the same time, like, some people will not change their perceptions no matter what. And that's why I bring it hand in hand with, like, my past 2 episodes with unbiased learning, unbiased in your learning, understanding what was important, understanding that X, Y, and Z didn't happen like that, or learning history and how culture applies to certain situations. Because at the end of the day, you will always have your perception of things until you go and learn unbiasedly, culturally, spiritually, emotionally, physically about whatever set topic is. And it's just a reminder for me to keep this evergreen, that when you are exploring something, to remember to be unbiased, so you do not have, I don't want to say false perceptions, because what you perceive is 1,000% real. It happened, it's there, it's valid. But it's also valid to continue and keep moving to see certain things in a different light. I know a lot of episodes I talk about emotional intelligence and knowing when to do what, situational awareness, who, all that, what. But in that same regard, you gotta be able to know when to move and change your POV. Because the one shade of us is not all of us. I think that's important to stress, because we get painted a lot of different things in our lives. Some people be crooks. Some people are liars. Some people are cheaters. Some people steal money. Some people are lazy. But it's just one POV. And it's also another reminder to remember that the perspective and moving is not going to differentiate between how you're perceived as you being a human being, because we are very dynamic creatures. We are very intricate. We can go as deep as we want to. We can be as shallow as we want to. We're ever changing. So it's important that you always get the entire picture. Like Cat Williams say, the truth is going to come. Like, the truth is always going to be that. I need to figure out what that word is to describe something that changes multiple times depending on how you look at it. And I don't know if it's an optical illusion or whatever, but I'm pretty sure it's a name for it. I just don't know what that name is. I have to look that up and find out. But on that note, I just want to keep it short and sweet, perspective versus perception, to remind you that's what it's for. It's to be remembered. It's to be explored. I don't want to say important. It's just interesting to learn unbiasedly from a perception point of view and a perspective point of view, because going around the table and finding out different things and different angles and different points of view, like, that shit's cool to learn like that. And I just want not only to remind myself of that, but to remind everybody who grasps it, that it's very possible, and you learn a lot more. You become more aware of knowledge. You become more empathetic. You just become more. You get better. You get more information. You learn things that you didn't know, and it's just cool to be able to be relatable. So at the end of the day, like, that's what it is. And on that note, as always, it's just my perspective. K. Kendrick, of course, won that battle. I know it's not making this episode evergreen, but when I listen back to this, I want to remember this. And I don't know if it's still playing in the background, but maybe it is. It's not. So we're going to end on that note. And thank you for listening. As always, getting that like three times now, but I'm just freestyling. But always tell two friends to tell two friends. Like, share, subscribe, leave a 5-star review. Opta merchandise is on the website. Collabs coming soon. And we're just going to get back in there. If you're listening to this, also, not a sneak peek, but like a little, what's the opposite of a good diss? Not a sneak diss, but like, I want you to hear this diss. I don't know. But happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. There you're going to see all the different things coming up on Sunday, X, Y, and Z. And if you didn't have a mom and all that stuff, your mom gone and your mom not there, you a single parent, all the different things and stuff, like, just give your love. Give your perception. Leave your perception alone and just give perspective to all and just everybody. Dog moms, all that shit. Like, just get a love. That's all you got to do. So, with that being said, I'm out.